Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, August 8th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of leadership and management news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on NU Skin Enterprises, Inc., NUS. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on NU Skin Enterprises, Inc., NYSC, NUS. NUS reported revenue, adjusted net income, and adjusted EPS of $386.1 million, $21.1 million, 0.43 respectively, with revenue at the high end of the guidance range. The Rise Manufacturing segment saw 17% year-over-year revenue growth. Gross margin was 68.8% for the quarter, reflecting a quarter-over-quarter expansion. NUS has strategic initiatives in India and the launch of the Prism IO wellness device expected to drive growth. KPIs show a decline in sales leaders and affiliates, but strong revenue growth in Latin America. The company ended the quarter with a positive net cash position, providing flexibility for future endeavors. NUS has adjusted its FY25 revenue guidance and EPS guidance, with next quarter revenues expected in a range of $360 million to $309 million. Valuation using price to adjusted EPS comparison shows NUS trading at a forward price to AG EPS of 5.2x, with a per share valuation range of $10.95 to $7.21.
Prosper Water adds executive chairman and new board members. Prosper Water, a technology innovator in sustainable water treatment, has appointed Curtis F. Brockelman Jr. as executive chairman and Keith Oldewertel as a member of the board of directors. Their leadership brings expertise in investment strategy and operational execution, reinforcing the company's governance as it scales its operations. Prosper is commissioning its flagship gas infusion biological reactor, TechR technology project in Cabo de Santo Agostinho, Brazil, the first series of planned wastewater treatment facilities with a total capacity of 18 million gallons per day. Mr. Brockelman, with over 25 years of experience in investment management, brings a visionary approach and talent for identifying trends. Mr. Oldewertel, with over 45 years of experience in the water industry, serves as an invaluable asset as Prosper Water scales its technology. Their strategic insight and operational expertise position them perfectly to lead Prosper Water into its next chapter.
Q&A with Jackie B. Grice, CEO and founder of Launching Deeper, navigating economic worries with a strategic wellness approach. Jackie Grice, CEO of Launching Deeper, is a powerhouse speaker and trailblazer in soulful business strategy. In today's landscape of economic and political turbulence, maintaining mental clarity and resilience is crucial. By strengthening mental resilience, individuals can improve focus, gain clarity, and thrive despite external pressures. Jackie endorses a proactive approach to mental well-being, including self-assessment, vision books, aligning actions with core values, developing grit, establishing vision-aligned habits, gaining financial clarity, and nurturing a supportive network. These strategies empower individuals to transform challenges into opportunities for sustained success. Resilience is key in facing setbacks, and establishing vision-aligned habits and gaining financial clarity support long-term success in uncertain markets. Surrounding oneself with a supportive network uplifts and motivates individuals, fostering resilience and clarity in navigating challenges. Sunny's Bakhu strengthens leadership team with key executive hires. Sunny's Bakhu has announced the addition of Matt Zeiger as Chief Financial and Development Officer, bringing 25 years of financial and operational leadership to support the company's growth plan. Alongside Zeiger, Debbie Perrone joins as Director of Training and Operations Support, and Eric High as Director of Franchise Relations, both bringing decades of industry experience to the team. With a focus on enhancing employee performance and supporting franchise operators, Sonny's BOQ is positioning itself for long-term growth by strengthening its corporate operations team with key director roles. For more information, visit sonnysbbq.com. Florida Realtors again, named to top 100 best companies list. Florida Realtors, the largest professional trade association in Florida, has been named one of Florida's best companies to work for the fourth consecutive year. Ranking 30th in the best midsize category, Florida Realtors CEO Margie Grant attributes this honor to the team's passion and purpose. With 150 employees and offices in Orlando and Tallahassee, Florida Realtors serves 238,000 members across the state. President Tim Weishier of Dream Builders Realty emphasizes the association's commitment to excellence and empowerment. The Best Companies to Work For in Florida program, managed by Florida Trend and Workforce Research Group, evaluates workplace policies and employee satisfaction to determine the top companies. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.